it was scary after the lights went out, not knowing what was going to happen next. Because, okay, the lights are out now. So now what's going to happen? We have a lot of elderly people in the building, a lot of sick people in the building that can't go up and down. And the building is from all the way up to the 14th floor, so it's rather high. I live on the 11th floor. My name is Paula. And I have a 13-year-old dog who's not able to go up and down the stairs, so she's been confined to the apartment for 10 days. I'm coping, and I'm enjoying my kids more. I've read 3 books already, cover to cover, and I've had great conversations with my kids, but I still want to get upstairs and downstairs. I don't want to, I stay in the house a lot, but I don't want to be forcibly confined to my apartment, you know? I don't know how, I'm sitting here praying to God that the lights go back on, so I don't have to go up them stairs, because the last time I went up the stairs was Tuesday. I was coming out to vote. Even my daughter even was pushing. Go ahead, Ma. I had to stop every floor, because I counted, it's 14 steps every flight. And I had to stop every floor, but I didn't care if I had to drag my leg up the stairs, but I might have to drag my leg up the stairs today because it's actually swollen. So I'm just waiting. Hopefully the power goes on before I have to go upstairs. I just want this over with. I want it over with. I want my lights back.